When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, a feel-good football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we are doing our fourth Boomer and Geo live show. Now, it is an off-the-air show. It's on a Friday night. It's for only the people in the room. It is grown every single time, and this one we give thanks right around Thanksgiving, Friday, November 22nd at the Paramount in Huntington. We're going back after we did a holiday one there last year, and they were just so great, and it was a tremendous venue. Excited to go back. So that's what we have coming up on Friday the 22nd. The show is like nothing, really. It's a variety show with us, and it's nothing like us sitting around and talking sports. It's completely different, over-the-top, fun variety show that people love. And we were working on something special during this Mets season because the Mets were so beloved by their fans and had this great feeling around the 2024 team. And there was a couple of things that catapulted the team throughout the year.
We're getting Hawk Tua?
We are not getting Hawk Tua.
Oh, damn.
We are not getting Grimace.
Oh.
We are... What was another one? We do not have the rally pimp.
We don't have the rally pimp.
We do not have the rally pimp.
You know, now you're shortening the list. Now we're going to get to exactly what we're going to get going.
We don't have Seymour Wiener as well.
Oh, Seymour.
We don't have Seymour Wiener.
The Riz?
We don't have the Rizzler. That's right. The Rizzler who did the whole thing at the playoff game. So all of those are not coming.
Timmy Trumpets.
No.
Darren from the 7 line.
No, not Darren from the 7 line. I think it is the biggest and the best of them all. 2024, New York Met, Jose Iglesias, also known as Candelita.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Will be at Boomer and Geo Live.
Oh, my God.
Performing this song, Oh, My God, live at the Paramount with his dancers.
Oh, my God.
And on top of that, he will be there with the meet and greet with us. So he is going to take part in the meet and greet. So those who buy the VIP tickets and have bought the VIP tickets already, and there are still tickets available, VIP tickets available on Ticketmaster.com, will not only get the gifts that we have for you, the pictures that we have for you, meeting all of us, me, Boomer, Eddie, Al, Jerry, but you'll also get an opportunity to have a meet and greet with Jose Iglesias
after
the show as well. So this is really, really cool. This is
awesome. Oh my God!
I can't wait. So,
oh my God.
So make sure, by the way, you know, you go to Ticketmaster and go to Boomer and Geo Live. There's a lot of these other sites
that are
doing resale stuff.
Yeah.
So make sure you go there and get your tickets, and it's just gonna be insane. It's gonna be great, and I can't think of a better way. And I understand Yankee fans out there might not like it as much, but I don't care if you're a Met or a Yankee fan. Jose Iglesias and that song.
It's one of the great stories, really. And you think about his career path.
Right.
And all of a sudden the Mets, you know, convince him to go down to the minors. And look, and if there's an opportunity to bring you up, we're going to bring you up. They brought him up and he ignited a franchise. He was one of the reasons why the franchise was able to do what it did. And it everybody embraced it. Everybody.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to have a chance to see him in full action. I mean, this song got so big and so popular that Pitbull, one of the global pop artists out there, did a remix with Candelita, Jose Iglesias on Oh My God. So he'll be there and he's going to do the full performance of the song with his dancers and be a part of the meet and greet November 22nd, Boomer and Geo Live Friday night at the Paramount. In addition to...
Now I feel like I got to really dress up now.
Yeah, I already have my Shinesty suit, actually.
I'm sure you do.
I've got my Shinesty Thanksgiving suit. It's not just Ball Hammock Pouch Underwear, our presenting sponsor. They also make these great suits, and I had one of the yellow suits on for the last Boomer and Geo Live with Cheese. I had the American flag suit on for the kickoff to summer, so I've got a Thanksgiving themed suit from Shinesty for this one. So in addition to everything that we have going on that night, we can also tell you that two
former New York Islanders will be there, and Josh Bailey and Cal Clutterbuck. We're not going to tell you what they're doing, but they're going to be doing something very, very fun with an employee here at WFAN. They will be there as well. Other special guests that we'll keep for that night so people can be surprised and have some fun. But in addition to all of that, the show will close with Oh My God by Jose Iglesias. New York Mets infielder and obviously Latin pop star Candelita.
Yeah, you know what I see? I see a lot of us having a good time that night.
Oh my goodness!
And that last part of it, I could see the entire audience standing and dancing.
Oh my goodness!
Just being happy like we are here this morning.
I can't. I'm getting chills, legitimate chills, thinking about that.
Like, oh my God!
Like seriously, I mean, just and I know they didn't win the World Series, and people can roll their eyes, whatever. I don't care. But that was a special, special season, and he was a big part of it. And that song now will forever remind me of good memories. Forever.
Yeah.
And to have him come up from Miami in the offseason to perform this and be a part of Boomer and Geo Live with his whole dancers and the whole performance to end the show, to send people out of the Paramount that night after a great Boomer and Geo Live, singing the song, big smile on the face, all of us up on stage. It doesn't get any better.
So, you know, when I ride my bike, I usually have my playlist with me, and I will tell you that this and, One Margarita are right there at the top of the playlist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gives me inspiration, makes me feel good.
Yeah, and when you're also, when you're playing golf, I know that
yes, it is.
It comes out of the cart as well, the Oh My God. So, yeah, so we still have tickets available, regular tickets, and also the VIP tickets. Where you get the whole VIP experience and the meet and greet along with Jose Iglesias. So those who bought the VIP meet and greet tickets already, you get a special treat on top of it. And if you haven't yet, there are the VIP tickets available. Ticketmaster.com, Boomer and Geo Live. You go in there and now you know what you're getting. So I'm excited for this. I'm excited for all of these. They've been so much fun. I mean, even Al, I remember, I got to say, I never even really shared this moment on the air, but I remember after the Paramount Boomer and Geo Live, you know, I don't have a lot of emotional moments with Al, very few.
Are we going to share our emotions now?
But I will say, it was after that show that we had at the Paramount, we were down at the Founders Room, and Al looked at me and goes, you know, that was awesome. And he never says things like that.
Yeah, other than staying home is awesome, like I love to be home, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. And I was like, man, if he had a great time here on Long Island doing extra work, then that means it was special. And I always remembered that.
Yeah, because I hate everything.
Yeah, I know. We know. So it was great. So you're gonna love this show, and it's going to be tremendous. And as long as Tom Izzo doesn't take the tequila out of all our bottles and fill it up with water.
Oh, man.
Fun police, Tom Izzo, digital maven.
Yeah, and you would think, you know, given who he is and what he does and how he does it, that he'd want us to be a little bit loose.
Oh, yeah, a little bit
think
loose.
Think so, right?
Yeah, just not, you know, not over the top, but, you know, a little
loose. Oh, no, we don't go over the top.
No, never do anything over the top like that.
But, not at all.
it'll be great. I do remember prior to that show, you know, I went down to see my wife and friends in the Founders Room, and you came down with me, and Gina goes, you know, let's do a shot together. I was like, you know, like we've had enough. Like, let's not do a shot, whatever. Let's just not do it. And you hung around, took some more pictures. I went backstage to work on some stuff, and you came up the stairs. I just did a shot with your wife. I was like, Gina, I told you no more shots for Boomer. No more.
I mean, I think you got to get into the moment. That's the way I look at it.
Of course. Absolutely. You got to get into it. So, it's going to be here before you know it.
Like my roots on Long Island, you know, going out to Hutley's,
yeah,
the OBI, man, we were doing Boilermakers, we were doing shots, we were doing all that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that, you know, this is what you kids out there should
no,
be.
No, no, no.
This
no,
is
no,
what
no.
I was doing.
Right.
And when I get into that Founders Club and I get to that bar and I see all these Long Islanders around,
they just bring out the
Long Island in me.
Yeah. I mean, that South Shore just starts oozing out of your pores. And there's nothing you can do about it. You can't control it.
I do not want to control it.
Who wants to control that?
It's like when you went fishing with Dave and Chris this past week.
That's right. A couple of your high school buddies.
That's
leech
right.
spot.
And, you know, and that's fine. It's a leech spot. But, you know, you had fun and, you know, you went back to your roots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
I mean, had a really nice boat, but like back in the day, we didn't have that kind of boat. We had like an old wooden clam boat.
Yeah, you're true. but he still lives on the South Shore, had a ton of success in his life, and
yes.
decided to stay there,
yeah.
keep his boat in his backyard, so
right.
still there with his roots, and it's right there, bang, you're right out into the
How's
bay.
How's his surf park coming?
You know, we didn't talk much about it. I think it's coming along great. The last time I talked to him, he said things were awesome. I didn't, you know, when you're fishing out there, sometimes you just focused on the fishing, you know?
I mean, when you're fishing out there, it's like you and two guys out there, you're not talking to each other?
No. You don't really, you don't do a ton of talking. I got to be honest with you. It's like there was a comedian that said, like, you know, it's like I went golfing. Same thing with golfing sometimes. Like, you don't, like, you're.
Well, you don't talk on the golf.
Right.
You are locked in. Like,
yeah, very.
You are, like, not fun to play golf with in that regard.
Whoa. Don't say I'm not fun to play
well,
with.
Well, I mean, in that regard. Like, you don't really, you are so tied into your golf ball and what's going on and how you're playing.
Well, what I.
That you don't really get involved in the conversation
right.
part of things.
Because I like to only have that singular focus. That's one of the reasons why I got so addicted to the game, is like all that outside noise goes away and I'm just there with friends and I don't have to answer a ton of questions or whatever. So same thing with the fishing. But there was a comedian was like, yeah, you know, I went out golfing with my buddy Rick, and you know, I came home and, you know, Rick had just gone through a divorce, and my wife says, oh, so how's Rick doing? Actually, I don't know. Well, weren't you with him for 4 hours?
Yeah.
We were golfing. Yeah, I mean, seemed fine. Well, was he dating anybody? I don't know. I didn't ask. Like, well, has he talked to Susan? I don't know.
I have no idea. I do know that he did get a new driver, though.
Yeah, right. That was the thing. It was like, but that new driver's working great for him. That's sort of what it is.
That's just the way men are.
Exactly. It's man stuff.
Exactly.
It's just man stuff.
Okay.
So when you're there, like, think about it. You're out on the boat. You're trying to catch fish. You're thinking about, you know, catching the fish, focusing. You know, maybe just like a little, hey, how are the kids doing? What's going on? A little bit of that. But you're there. Like, the last thing you want is someone yapping.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
And you really don't want that on the golf course either.
No. You want to be around your friends. And like today, I got three guys I'm playing with today that just are the perfect guys to play with. It's just awesome, you know. And you don't get, you know, you don't get
I was
someone.
Wondering why you were dressed up today?
Well, I put on my K-Juice Boomer Esiason Foundation Due Process shirt today, which is tremendous.
Yes, it is.
Love this thing. But yeah, I'm all in. Let's go to Andrew and Islip. What's going on? Oh, hold on, Richie. I will get right to you. I just want to go to Andrew first. What's going on, Andrew?
Hey, what's up, GL? I just found out Jose Iglesias is going to be there, and now my girlfriend's mad at me for not buying the VIP tickets.
Well, I mean, you could. I think there's still the VIP tickets available, and you could put up on the verified resale your original tickets and then get the VIP tickets, and then maybe that's how you solve that problem.
I'm going on like StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever, and nothing's listed as VIP though.
Maybe that's because their resale is not the VIP. Like no one's reselling their VIP. Let me see if we still have some of those available right now. As I go on to the site, see, I'm just right here on Ticketmaster. So if we go right here,
Ticketmaster. Well, stupid me, I didn't even think to try Ticketmaster.
Yeah,
I only check StubHub, SeatGeek, all that crap, you know.
So hey, there are VIP tickets available. There's a few in the balcony, like the front rows of the balcony. You can get them.
Okay.
I see at least four of them right now. So if you wanna try that, so yeah, just go in the balconies. Like if you go down in the front, you won't see those. If you go into the balcony, you can find the VIP tickets there on Ticketmaster. So just go to Ticketmaster, type in Boomer and Geo, it'll come right up because that's really the main site that the Paramount works with to get the tickets. So good luck, all right?
Yeah, that's what I did the first day. Thank you very much. My girlfriend, me and Alicia will be there. Can't wait to see you guys.
Awesome, and we hope that you do get that meet and greet part of it and get to...
See, that's the biggest misnomer about this, and I tell my friends all the time, like, you know, most of our guys, our listeners are guys that are sports guys, but we have a ton of female listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Who love sports just as much as their boyfriends, their husbands, or whoever they're with, you know, and they just love this. Watching Met and Yankee games, the amount of like women with jerseys on and hats,
yeah.
It's amazing how big the fan bases are that are female. So this is why, you know, Andrew better get his act together.
Oh, indeed. You know, and I do think as well, like, just from a standpoint, even if you have a wife who is not into sports, we are, of all the shows on the station, more popular with the wives because we're not, like, whipping and warring all the way down to the core of the sports talk, you know?
Yeah, there's no whipping war going on here. I can tell you that right now.
The wives, you know, they can tolerate it a little more. You know, you don't hear, like, one of those things like, oh, I'm about to make them shut it off because of this and that. You know, you get a lot of wives that'll say that stupid sports talk. And with us, yeah, you know, you guys do talk about different things and weave in and out of other topics, so it's tolerable for a wife. Richie in Queens. What's up, Richie?
Hey, oh my God, that's awesome. You know, and I got to do this after all these years. I got a Boomer and Geo, oh yeah. You know,
there you go, Richie. Awesome, man.
I mean, look, this is from the old guy on the lawn, and you know I've been listening forever, but you guys really are really so informative and so great. And, you know, it took me a few years, but I just love everything about it. I even love Karen Stewart. I think she's the best I've ever heard.
When she gets on
and says, can you believe they're doing construction at 3 p.m? I think she's awesome. You know, my wife got into you guys, too, and she listens, and when you touch on certain subjects, especially you, Boomer, sometimes, and G also. But, yeah, you guys have really been great. So, you know, this show sounds like it's awesome. What's next, G? How about Dua Lipa? Can you get her?
Yeah,
kind of like Russo on that, right?
Yeah, Dua Lipa. Yeah, very, very good, Richie. Thanks for all the kind words. No, Dua Lipa, I think, is a little bit out of our budget range. I don't know that, even though I met her father, Doogie Lipa, and we have shared some text messages, I don't believe our relationship is strong enough where he will say to his daughter, you need to do a free show for Boomer and Geo. I don't think that has
happened.
How about,
like, you know, Taylor Swift is our neighbor right here.
Yeah, I mean, let's get her
come by to a song or two.
Yeah, you know.
We support her.
Yeah.
Love her music.
Yep. Well,
I don't care about the politics or any of that stuff. I think she's an incredibly talented and influential person when it comes to, you know, her profession.
Sure.
She's great.
Yeah, so let's just keep shooting for the stars.
Why not? Just keep going.
Dua Lipa. And,
oh, my God, baby.
Yeah, now that we got Candelita.
Oh, my God.
Doing Oh, My God to close the show, then, you know, maybe we'll get even bigger pop stars in the future.
Oh, my God!
What is it with people, man? It's like, you know, you announce this big thing, and they're like, that's great, but what's the next thing? Everybody does that.
Let's just get us to this thing.
This thing is great.
Yes.
It was a huge deal. We don't need to even get bigger than this. This is as big as it gets. Jose Iglesias, a part of Boomer and Geo Live, singing Oh My God with his dancers and part of the VIP meet and greet November 22nd at the Paramount. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Man, you know, I love working with you guys because you wear all the swag I give you.
Oh, damn right. It's great.
It's awesome.
Well, it's really high quality stuff, and we also support the foundation in the process of putting it on. So
that's Jerry's wearing one of our flag and anthem pullovers.
Damn yeah. right.
That Al's thing worn is this sweet. One a couple of times. He's got a new one on today, too.
Oh, you're wearing one today, too?
Yeah, look
I
at
sure
that.
Am.
Oh, man.
Eddie's the only one who's not with us. Shockingly, again.
Well, you know, that's Eddie.
I've got my one of my Hungerthon t-shirts.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's coming up, too.
It is.
Yeah. Ryan Hurley's first Hungerthon.
Mm. By the way, Jerry, I got a text from a buddy of mine who's watching us today. He's a big Columbia guy.
Nice.
And watching your show today, Jerry Recco is a very good guy. And we loved him with his Columbia broadcasting roots.
Well, that's very nice.
And he wants me to say hi for him.
What's up?
And he's down in Florida right now getting ready for some winter golf.
Oh, yeah.
So are we.
Sounds good.
That's great. Tell him thank you very much.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, what do you think, man? Jose Iglesias, Candelita, joining us at the Paramount.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to meet him. He seems like such a great guy, too. And he's going to do the performance with his dancers.
Yeah, how do we top this in March?
I don't know if we're. I don't know if we're.
I'm kidding.
Stop. Just one thing at a time.
I'm wound too tight.
I know.
What I want to do, if we're doing something else next year, and I know we'll do our Memorial Day show, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That weekend, that Friday before Memorial Day, I would love to try to recreate that boat party scenario that we had. That was
down the Jersey Shore.
Whether it be Jersey or Long Island, I think, you know, since we always seem to be going to Jersey, and then I know you guys are coming to Long Island for the Paramount show, but I mean, that to me was one of the best things we've ever done.
Yeah, I loved it. It was just, there was a lot of...
That was a lot of work, wasn't it?
It was a lot.
With the way we launched Kevin Burkhardt's career, that's where we launched Jordan Davis's career.
Yeah. I mean, the insurance and all the things that we have to go through, and that there was a lot of, I'm not going to tell Boomer about this because I don't want to annoy him
I just want to show up and have a good time.
Exactly.
Man.
It was just, that was, I loved it. It was one of my favorite days. I got so many great pictures of me, you, and Lee Einsiedler, and Jordan Davis meeting him, and it had a lasting impact with that relationship.
That was coming out of COVID and everything. That was awesome.
We could only sell X amount of tickets because of the restrictions New York had, and it was just, yeah.
But we had to get the politicians all lined up and everything. You know, that's not easy. But they all came around in the end.
No, they did.
They realized how popular it was going to be and how much fun it was going to be.
Indeed.
And nobody got hurt. Everybody had a great time.
That's right. Absolutely.
Look at you, man.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That doesn't even look like you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm like a shapeshifter, Jerry.
Well, that everything, even the hair.
Look at how much fun everybody was having.
It was awesome. It was throwing footballs. Eddie was launching those footballs. I was shocked at his arm. It was amazing. And there's the Suffolk County police boats, Al throwing the footballs. Yeah, it was something else, man. That was August 13th, 2021. It was hot as hell that day.
It was.
But the great Joe D, there he is. Look at him.
There he is, hanging out.
That was great. So anyway, all of that in the past, what we may do in the future, but what's the present is Boomer and Geo Live at the Paramount Friday, November 22nd. And we just announced that Jose Iglesias will be there as a part of the meet and greet and also perform Oh My God with his dancers on stage. And there's still some tickets available, both regular tickets and VIP tickets. And of course, the VIP ticket includes that meet and greet and plenty other of great prizes. So Ticketmaster.com, type in Boomer and Geo. Make sure you're going through there. There's a lot of secondary sites and stuff you get wrapped up in. But if you just go to Ticketmaster, type in Boomer and Geo, you will find it in the search bar. It'll be right there. Get your ticket. It's going to be the biggest one yet. All right. Jerry Recco is back with us with another update. What's up, Jerry?
That just hit me. That's 2 weeks from today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We are also brought to you by Serve Pro, cleanup, restoration, and construction. Visit servepro.com. We've heard, you know, the game tying or what could have been the game tying or go ahead touchdown from the Bengals all morning. Here was one of the big ones from Cincinnati and their loss last night to Baltimore, as heard by Horton Lapham.
Burrow back to throw. Guns it deep downfield. Chase is open. Catches at the 30. Middle of the field. 10. 5. Touchdown. 70 yards as Ja'Marr Chase is putting on one of the great shows in Bengals history.
Yeah, you could say that he had some night and they lost. 11 catches, 264 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oof. That 70-yarder also had a 67-yarder where he just kind of ran right past the Ravens defense.
What are they doing?
Watching.
Don't they see a guy in white, black, and orange just going flying down the middle of the field?
It was really something. And then
and you would think that would be one of the most important guys that you'd want to pay attention to.
You would think.
Yeah. Pretty obvious. Like, yeah. Hey, there's number one out there. Let's make sure he doesn't beat us.
He also had the 5-yard touchdown late, and then they go for 2 to try and take the lead with about 40 seconds to go. This was Ravens radio.
Burrow takes the snap. Ravens bring blitz pressure. Burrow throws to the end zone. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. And with 38 seconds left to play, the Hayes in the barn.
And that was Jerry Sandusky with the call there on Ravens
radio. Let me ask you a question. I don't play fantasy football anymore, Jerry.
Neither do I.
These numbers by Ja'Marr Chase yesterday.
Nuts.
Got to be a huge, huge number for fantasy.
No, of course. I mean, and Joe Burrow as well. But you know what? You said D's and you said nuts there. Did you realize that?
That's true.
You went D's numbers, and then you went nuts. And all I heard was D's nuts. Yeah. It's hard to get away from D's nuts.
Well, hey, hold on for a second. Phil and Josh and Carmel, what's happening?
It's John from Carmel. How you doing, guys?
What's up, John? I'm sorry, yeah. Okay.
I think we should do, Phil Simms should be at the Paramount and do Oh My Gosh with Candelita.
You know what? That
what
is
do
a,
you think?
That is a great idea, John.
Oh My Gosh.
Oh My Gosh. Oh My Gosh.
Oh My Gosh.
Papaya Wild Blueberry.
Oh My Gosh.
I do it. Balance of Nature is for me.
Oh My Gosh.
Oh
that
my
is a
gosh.
Great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to explain that to Jose Iglesias. So we've got this 70-year-old former quarterback who does these supplement commercials.
That's pretty funny, though.
Well, I think we should get one of the commercials and play it on the big screen and have Phil come out and do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my, oh my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I do it.
I do it.
Oh, my gosh. Pretty funny. Well, Phil will be in Germany where the Giants are going to play the Panthers this weekend.
Phil.
Yes. Here's not Phil, but Malik Nabers' expectations.
I heard it is a pretty good scenery. You know, I know they got a lot of huge fans that's out there, so I'm excited to see what our fan base look like when we get out there.
Well, we shall see. Here's Daniel Jones.
What he's going to see, he's going to see a million different uniforms, like jerseys, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here is Daniel Jones.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to go over there. The one experience I have to look back on is the London trip and just, you know, how much energy and excitement there was in that stadium.
Giants are 3-0 internationally, by the way.
Just don't play at MetLife Stadium. They got a chance.
Just let them play out of Jersey. They'll be fine.
It is pretty crazy. Sunday, the Jets are in Arizona. I'll call this the FS1 segment because we have played the James Jones audio all week.
Yes.
Where he point blank said Dak Prescott quit on the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. So then we got word that the hamstring tendon was torn partially off the bone. And so yesterday on FS1 on the facility, as they call it, here was Jones.
Now that I know the severity of the injury and it being off the bone, my bad. Because I did jump the gun. I did not have the reports. I did not know the injury. I'm going off of my experience with the injury, my experience of how it happened, all that. Now I know the severity of the injury. Mine wasn't off the bone. All right, Dak Prescott, you seen my tweet? James, my bad.
All right, there you go.
My bad.
So it was an apology. He gave an apology.
Yes, he did. And I guess he tweeted an apology, but they said, leading into that, if you did it on TV, you got to apologize on TV. The tweet's not enough. And so they did
that
there.
That's the facility.
And then that's the facility. The
facilitators.
And then you guys were talking about the Brian Branch, you know, all these penalties. You were talking about the Brian Branch penalty.
The one in Detroit in Green Bay.
Correct.
Yes.
Where he was ejected as opposed to it just being a 15-yard penalty. So I take you to the breakfast ball on FS1. Danny Parkins has an idea on how to change things up in terms of the NFL and how to deal with such situations.
Oh. I normally don't steal ideas from the world of hockey.
All right.
But hockey, another violent sport, has figured out the idea of a penalty box.
I like the penalty box.
Okay, right?
The
penalty box is kind of fun. Yeah. Brian Branch and Puka Nacua should have been in the penalty box. Now, you don't play 11 on 10. Your backups have to come in. 15-yard penalty, and you have to sit out a drive.
What do you think? I got to be honest. I don't think it's terrible. And his point was, so like the Puka Nacua, he gets ejected for kind of swinging. It wasn't that big of a deal, and we're ejecting guys.
Yeah.
And even the play, like the Branch play, we see it every week in the NFL. Yeah, you might get a flag, but to be ejected?
All right, I think that because the reason why the penalty is so severe is because the NFL wants to have this emphasis on player safety and the concussions and everything else. If a player thinks, hell, all I'm going to have to do is sit in a penalty box and then my backup play is like a quarter, then I'm just going to be spearing MFers all over the place. That's my consequence, is I sit in a penalty box and drink some water and watch my backup go out
there. How about this? Penalty box, big fine as well.
Yeah, if the players don't like the fines.
They also don't like getting hit in the head. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
All right,
I'm against the penalty box.
The penalty box is out. Fair enough. Yeah. What else here? The Knicks are home for the Bucks. Milwaukee not out to a great start. They're 2-6, but they won last night. The Nets are 4-4. They're in Boston. Remember we talked about the Warriors beating the Celtics the other night and that Jason Tatum played well, but Jaylen Brown didn't play. He's been injured. So Joe Mazzulla was asked about that yesterday.
Have you been able to talk to Jaylen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talked to him every day.
What were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
Do you have any sense if that's going to linger for a while?
The mumbling or the injury?
Both.
Oh.
Guys, man, all right.
First base.
Pretty much.
This is what happens when you win a championship.
You can do what you want.
You can do what you want, say what you want, act any way you want.
Now, that is very true. Speaking of hip, I don't know if this was a Ball Sack Sports situation or not. Did Keith Hernandez have hip replacement surgery? Did you see that online?
I saw that somebody sent a tweet to us and said that he was getting a replacement hip surgery, but okay. I didn't try to confirm it. You want me to try to confirm
I would send well wishes if that is the case. I didn't know if it was true or not. That's all.
Yeah, that what they've been able to do with that hip replacement is crazy. And the only reason I know this is because of what Spike went through and how he was like walking.
Unbelievable. Like,
6 hours later or something silly.
Even Joe B.
Yeah, he had two of them done.
Yeah, not bad. Sabres beat the Rangers 6-1. The Devils over the Canadiens 5-3. And the Islanders a 4-2 win over the Senators.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Talk a little baseball offseason here, but if you missed it earlier, 8 a.m., Jose Iglesias will be joining us at Boomer and Geo Live November 22nd at the Paramount. It's a show that starts at 8 p.m. This is a live, off-air, different type of variety show. We've been doing it. It's number 4, and Jose Iglesias will be there performing Oh My God, his famous song from the 2024 New York Mets, Candelita. And he'll also be participating in the meet and greet with us. So if you buy one of the VIP tickets, you'll get all the great VIP features already. And then on top of it now, with the meet and greet, you'll be meeting us and Jose Iglesias, so it'll be tremendous. So can't wait for that. Go to Ticketmaster.com, go to Boomer and Geo Live and check that out. You know how we put an embargo on certain things? Like we have decided to buck the trend in certain areas when it comes to baseball. Like we did not play any Aaron Boone during the regular season. Like we don't want to hear from that.
Right.
Do you think that we should have zero Juan Soto discussions until he signs?
I would say no, because I think it is the biggest storyline.
But there's nothing to say about it until he signs. If you really think about it.
The question that I would have, and I can't wait to see, what lunatic goes to $600 million for this?
Oh, there'll be multiple, I think.
I can't wait to see it. Because I guess... If you get 6 or 7 years of him in his prime, and you know, of course, Scott Boras is saying you're going to get 14 years of him in his prime because his prime goes all the way to 41. I don't know about that. I mean, he's a young man now. He's an incredible baseball player, an incredible hitter. But, you know, I don't see the Yankees paying him $600 million.
Yeah.
So that means the Yankees have got to go to plan B. And what really is their plan B? I mean, I just see... You see Hal sitting down with Brian going, how much?
Yeah. What? Yeah, see, I think there's going to be a lot of things that mean nothing in this Juan Soto offseason. And I think, Steve Cohen meeting with Scott Boras about this is one of those things. Like, obviously, he's going to do that.
But you're going to spend this kind of money on this one player. You got to know when you're spending it. Yeah, I mean, you can't be sitting around waiting until March to spend it. You have to spend it now so you can get your ducks in order and start filling in around that player. And the other teams have got to know whether or not they legitimately have a chance, because they have to start going after other people if he is not going to come back to, say, the Yankees.
Sure, and hopefully it's sooner than later, and he has to be the first domino to drop, but I still think he's going to take his time. It sounds like he's going to take his time. He's going to meet with everybody. He wants to hear everybody's pitch, so it's going to take a little while. So that's why I say moratorium on Juan Soto until he signs. So
until there's real news.
Until real news. Has to be real,
news. So there's, six teams they say that are legitimately involved in this. Five of those six teams are going to lose out, and five of those six teams may lose out on other players simply because this is taking that long. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got to get off the boat, and I got to go figure out what I got to do to make sure that I have a very good team that's going to bring my fan base back to watch the team, even if they're disappointed that Juan Soto is not a part of it.
So I say yes, moratorium. Boomer says no moratorium. Any moratorium on
Soto? Absolutely.
Al, moratorium on
moratorium,
Soto?
Moratorium, moratorium.
And Jerry actually voted early.
Juan Soto, your ass.
See, I'm reading the temperature of the room, and Jerry this morning and listening to the warm-up show, which made me think about this.
He said Juan Soto, your ass, and also said that he turned off the radio station. He goes, I love the radio station to death. It's been my life. I'll listen to the guys. I love the shows, but I had to turn off the radio station yesterday because it was Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto,
yeah, but
Juan
we don't
Soto,
do
my
that.
Ass.
We
Juan
make,
Soto,
we
Juan
make.
Soto, Juan Soto. We hear you. Juan freaking Soto. We know.
Yeah. All right, so we may talk about it for 10 minutes. It's not our entire show.
Well, right, but
and
I'm thinking...
And I'm whipping and warring all over the place about whether or not we should be...
I think we do none of it. I think we blaze a trail. I say unless there's real news, we're not going to bring it up.
For me, it's not so much about him particularly. I'm not going to mention the name. It's more about the general managers and the owners of these respective teams trying to figure out whether or not they have a real shot or they don't, and they have to make sure that they don't lose out on anybody else.
So I think that there should be a punishment for anybody who says his name when it's not real news. Like, if we end up blurting it out, there has to be like a $5 in the you-know-who jar.
Okay.
And so we'll all determine, like, before the show... Al sends out the show sheet. We look and see if there's real news on there.
$5. Why don't we make it 20? Why don't you get that?
I'll do 20. I just don't want to speak.
Get the Mets home run cup.
Okay.
We'll use that as the jar right in front of us.
So it'd be like the swear jar. So unless there's real news, we are not allowed to speak that man's name because there's already fatigue. I mean, it is.
Juan Soto!
I mean, it's just. I mean, Jerry's got multiple wants.
But it's.
Multiple meltdowns when it comes to that particular player.
But what I'm saying is that are we allowed to talk about the issue around the player or is it just the player's name?
No, we can't. I think all of it. So I think that, you know, I think there's a punishment if there's like any sort of discussion about him that isn't real news. If we're just having the same discussion about it, I think.
We were playing the like, where is Juan Soto game?
Yeah, well, you're not aggravating.
Like whack-a-mole. Yeah, where's Juan Soto, that right? We pop it. Juan Soto! Juan Soto!
See, this is the kind of nonsense.
Juan Soto! Juan Soto!
See, this is the kind of nonsense that I'm talking about.
Juan Soto!
All right, already.
Juan Soto! Juan Soto! Juan Soto! Juan Soto!
See? Yes. And we got to protect our staff.
Yeah, but that brought me great joy watching him do that.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's...
I mean, when you hear it, it's funny, but when you see what he was doing while
jumping around the studio, crawling on the ground.
Crawling on the ground, it was hilarious.
All right, so we want to do a $20 you-know-who jar?
Yes.
All right, $20. Anybody mentions it, says the name, or starts a conversation around said player when there's not real news.
And like, this, I can't play any drops, like, of... Al singing that name.
And that's an interesting one. What do you guys think about that?
I don't know. Up to you. I'll comply.
I think it's more about our conversations. Like, I think if you drop it in here or there.
Juan Soto!
I think that's funny. But it's like, what we're trying to avoid is the boring, repetitive, same conversation
over
around this guy.
And over and
so, yeah,
over
I think the drops are fine. So, it's just for us. Just to not, we just need some sort of penalty to keep us away from it. Because sometimes as sports talk coach, you can't help yourself.
Yeah, but, you know, we do not get into the weeds with a lot of these things.
Well, this is why.
We talk about other tentacles that are associated with it and, you know, the kind of the cascading effect.
I'm thinking about it, though. I mean, over the last few months, you've gotten a little into the weeds. A little weedy.
Me?
A little stat pack weedy.
I don't know about that.
Oh,
I don't think so.
You're stat packing your asshole that's in the weeds.
Just dropped that the Giants are 3-0 in international games. The last segment.
They actually have the second best record
here
internationally.
We go. See? Weeds.
Told you, yes.
Get the roundup out. He's in the weeds.
Yeah, but I told you.
He's in the weeds.
That's a good stat to know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's a great stat to know, actually.
I think we're on the right track here. I think we're in agreement on this. You know, I think that we have maybe just a slightly different view, but I think the majority of the issue, I think we agree on. So we just got to make sure that we stay away from those conversations.
And do we find the callers if they lie to Al and then ask a you-know-who question?
No, I mean, no, because we have to handle that, you know? And if they lie to him, they put him through and, you know, we'll just have to eject quickly as if they cursed. That's the way we got to look at it.
Should I then dump it also?
Yeah, no, don't do that because then everybody will freak. What did the caller say? What happened? It'll throw everything off the stream. No. We're not going to go that far. We will not go that far.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.